Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you, and our regular co-hosts, the money healer, Stephanie J. Alvarez, and Dr. Nicole Kane. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. It's good being with you today here on Vibrant Living Network. So we're starting a series. It's going to be a year-long series. It's probably going to be more than a year. For the last 28 years, I've been doing ongoing features on sacred medicine, and really vibrant living. And so today I wanted to, with our wonderful panel contributors. So vibrant medicine. I was just on the way here thinking about this, and I thought I would just want to kind of define and explore this with you. And I thought I would start off with the contrast, kind of maybe a little how I grew up. And how I grew up was, my family members, none of them were really healthy. As an example, I never saw my grandmother stand up. She'd always be laying in bed, and she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. My grandfather, you know, even though I had the closest bond to him, he was diagnosed with diabetes, and I was going to go live with him when I was 17. And he went to the doctor after my grandmother passed away, like 6 months later. The doctor said he was normal, whatever that means. That's the opposite of vibrant medicine, actually. Normal. We're looking at a level of robust well-being, wonderment, awareness, biologically becoming younger. So in a sense, you're growing young. I want to acknowledge Dr. Ashley Montague is one of my mentors, anthropologist who wrote a book in his 80s called Growing Young. So vibrant medicine is really about, and I'll get back to my family of origin, but vibrant medicine is really this ability to wake up to this thing inside of you, your vital force, this vital system. It's that inner Geiger counter. You know, you could call it your intuition. And what we've kind of grown up around, like I did, was sort of a suppressive system. You know, like in other words, if you had a symptom, the idea was to treat it, make it the enemy. It was very rare that someone probably sat you down and really saw you deeply and said, I see this wonder in you, this wonderment, this way of vitalness inside of you. Let's speak to that. Let's have the kind of medicine, vibrant medicine, that actually is restorative, vitalizing, and also looks at you from the idea that there could be more life in there, more of this vital rhythmic pulsation that's in you. So over the last many years, I've had people, as an example, I had a woman come on my show. She wrote a book called Who Said So? And she talked about, she totally healed herself of MS. She was actually going to lift weights after we did the show. I've had so many people basically say that a lot of medicine lives in the known, but what it's in the known about is stopping and fixing, very little about vitalizing and exploring what's possible. There's practitioners all around the world. You're going to meet many on this ongoing series. We're also going to do a vibrant medicine conference, which is, again, this idea of growing younger, vital, and really going beyond the naming of diseases. You know, when I did my series with Dr. And we'll come to me. He's probably one of the foremost authorities in the world on diabetes. And we ended that series. One of the things he said, when I want you guys to reflect on this, it's so true. He says, when I travel the world to study diabetes. So diabetes is a marker for aging, by the way. That's what diabetes is. It's a degenerative condition. but your aging accelerates. He says, you know, he goes, Glenn, it's very simple. If people, if you want to get diabetes, go to the American Diabetes Association website and read their description of what you do to take care of diabetes. That gives you diabetes. So what happens is some of the definitions and ways we treat things actually continue the obstacles, continue the thing called disease. So vibrant medicine is the resources, awareness, the compassion, the affordability, the vibrant lifestyle that allows you to wake up and live this different life, this relational connection with that, what's in you and others. And we're going to explore that on multiple levels. Kimchi Moore is an internationally renowned practitioner of both energetic and biological medicine. She looks to see what's not just well in the person, but what fits that person, like their fingerprint, by testing and working with them and giving them different protocols to wake up that level of health. Dr. Nicole Kane's a renowned homeopath, naturopath, working with people on their fingerprint, the remedies that touch that part, that vital system, that vital force in them. Stephanie Alvarez with us, she definitely works with people as a facilitator these days, as a rainmaker. But, you know, we all have this thing, we all have this rainmaker effect on each other. We actually have this effect that we actually, what we observe and see in someone else, we wake up in them. So another aspect of vibrant medicine is really seeing beyond this person's illness script. Who are they? One of the most renowned acupuncturists I've ever met, he said to me, anybody can see illness. And he goes, when he opens the door, one of these large clinics, he opens the door, he looks at the person, and he sees a violin player, he sees a dancer, he sees a storyteller. So we've got to get beyond just this frozen image of just an illness. Kimchi, welcome to the program. Welcome, Nicole, Stephanie. Kimchi, I thought I would start with you.
We also
had so many
Lucy
wonderful
on.
Conversations.
Hi.
You're there. Great.
He's with us.
Yeah,
so
I'm here.
I'd start with you.
I'm here. Thank you, Glenn. Yeah, thank you for the wonderful introduction.
I am
Kimchi Moyer. I'm really honored to be here and start this Vibrant Medicine show with you today. My journey is somewhat a little bit unusual. I escaped on a boat with my family in 1975 after the fall of Vietnam, South Vietnam. And so I get to see at a young age what's going on. I see a lot of sufferings. I see humanity at its worst. So my journey made it to Singapore and then to America. I wanted to do something to help people. And without knowing much, I was just there to wanted to do something, to feed them, to clothe them. And then I wanted to continue to travel and help more people, at the time, the organization that I worked with told me that Kimchi is really nice that you have a good heart, but you know what? We need you to have a real skill. Why don't you become a doctor or a nurse? Then we can use you. Then I say, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to become a doctor. Well, because I know if I'm not a good nurse already, I have too many questions. If the doctor tell me what to do, I don't take the order really well. I'm going to ask so many questions. I already know I'm not going to be a good nurse. So I chose to become a doctor. And then they suggested it that I should become a surgeon. And so I saw my life at 30 years old becoming a surgeon, spending the day in the operating room, giving out the drugs. I told myself, well, that would be too late. I know in Vietnam, there are ways that we can help the body heal before it breaks. So I did not want to go through that route and become a surgeon. So I have to find another way. So at the time in 1980, I was introduced to acupuncture and oriental medicine. And in the early 80s, it was still considered a little bit voodoo to do all this energy work. But I went to that path anyway, graduated, become an acupuncturist, and practice oriental medicine, do a lot of herbal medicine. And immediately after a year later, I then met my husband, who introduced me to German biological medicine and German functional medicine. And that became my focus for the last 26 years. So why I made my way to Germany, that's when I realized how advanced Germans are in terms of natural medicine and bioenergetic medicine. So that became a love affair, a focus And I spent the last 26 years just sitting down using both my biofeedback technology and resonance technology to communicate with the body and see what is it that the body wants. And to prove it to myself that the method works and to convince myself that, yes, there's validity to it, I just spend 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day on one or two persons the most, and I just ask every question possible to really prove to me the method works. So after 26 years, I collect so much data that I know there's a way to communicate with the body, and that was the foundation of my the healing modality that I call resopathy. So that's my background. I call myself these days a resopath. A resopath is someone who uses resonance and biofeedback technology to gather biological data by measuring the body electrical field. And you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed if we have a way to converse with the body and let the body talk back. We'll be amazed what it tells us. Because as practitioner, we make assumption. As practitioner, we go by our expertise, by giving and making recommendation. What if we can let the body tell us what it wants, what it needs, and mm-hmm. it will give us another angle to express itself, and we will be more targeted with our results.
And Kimchi, I know the last time that we were on, and really quickly, I wanted to acknowledge that we do have Susie Marie on the Food Decoder. So welcome, Susie, as well. But Kimchi, I know the last time we were
Susie.
You were talking about Reculat, and you were talking about you had tested it, and you didn't get a chance to finish what you were saying about that. Can you talk a little bit more about that when you tested Reculat?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
So,
let's a lot of people. Kimchi, what we should do is we should talk about what Reculat is. So, how the conversation of Reculat came up last time was that Reculat is a non-standardized food supplement that both has probiotic and enzymes and is kind of a elixir, a whole body tonic, and you use it in your practice. So, a lot of people were really curious what it is and what your comment would be about it.
Yes, I'll be more than happy to talk about Reculat. You know, what I do in my practice is I measure the electrical field, and the person would hold on to a hand electrode. I would insert a substance into circuit with the body and then measure the electrical conductivity to see is there a shift or not. So if I plug in a remedy, a supplement, what does it do to the body? How does the body react to it? Does it resonate with it or does it not resonate with it? Does it increase the conductivity or does it lower the conductivity? So through that process, I just sit and record data all day long and ask many questions. So what I found is that when a substance just keep testing a lot through many conditions, through different variations, that substance will get my attention. Is Reculat is one of those supplements that when I insert into circuit with the body, I often get a positive reading, and the reading would be positive for example, dysbiosis of small intestine, a large intestine, for yeast, for even some types of bacterial infection. So the Reculat often test effective, tolerated, and it came up a lot in various cases, not just digestive disturbance, bunches, but also from autoimmune to cancer, late stage cancer even, and to even general gut issues. So Reculat is a wonderful, wonderful remedy that I use very often in my practice.
Thank you, Kimchi. Go ahead, Stephanie. Go ahead and give out the website for Reculat for people who want to learn more about Reculat. What's the website, Stephanie?
Reculat, Reculat-USA.com. Reculat-USA.com.
Thank you. listening to Vibrant Living, the Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks, along with Dr. Nicole Kane, Kimchi Moore, Stephanie Alvarez, Susie, the food decoder, as they call her. What's real food? How do we decode it? We have a segment coming up with Susie. So I love kimchi. I love your story. You know, our life story and what impacts us is so profound, because a lot of times something's happened and our system is still playing that out. You know, for instance, you fell off your bicycle and someone told you not to cry, you know, and your body kind of responds to that, thinks it's the truth, don't cry, and you kind of hang on to that. So vibrant medicine is expressive, it's awareness-based. In my situation, before I passed the baton to Nicole, Dr. Nicole Kane, in my situation, I pretty much realized that school was an interruption for me around true education and true wonder. I read Mark Twain, he said he didn't let his schooling get in the way of his education. So I began to change my diet when I was about 17 after my grandfather died, because I really wondered how come I could not know something so precious. And by the way, what's precious is, yes, what feeds us, what feeds our soul, what feeds our relationships. And then what is it that we express that really makes us want to sing and then sing together? Nicole, I'm so happy you're here on our Vibrant Medicine Hour. I've always, since I first spoke to you and heard you, you know, our first conversation, I always felt you've been such a deep family member. I'm happy you're here. What's your take on this idea of vibrant medicine and the way you practice it, and what comes to you through the conversation?
It's such a joy.
Oh, I guess, Nicole, I apologize. We're actually going to take a brief pause and our deep meal. Join us for our deep meal conversation. Vibrant Living Medicine right here on the Vibrant Living Network. Your life's precious and joyous. Stay with us. We'll continue.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, yes, this is Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. We're discussing vibrant medicine. We're living vibrant medicine moment to moment to moment. We pay attention as we pay attention and we listen differently. With this more Kimchi Moore, biological and energetic medicine practitioner. Dr. Nicole Kane, Stephanie, Susie. Nicole, I'm sorry about that. You got cut off for a second, or we got a pause right when you begin to respond.
Well, we had everyone waiting with just a bated breath to see what would come next.
I know. You had the best sequence. Everybody's like, wow.
I'm so happy to be here. I was really inspired, Kimchi, by when I was doing research on the work that you've done. I'm so excited to have you on the show. And one thing that Glenn and I have talked about that's incredibly inspiring and part of the vibrant to the name, the Vibrant Living Network, is that vibrance is about being full of energy, full of enthusiasm, bright, striking, pulsating. And we love the sequence because it talks about how can we change the way medicine looks at people in such a way that encompasses vibrance. And so a way that we talked about doing that is to evoke wonderment. And so what I love about what you're doing, Kimchi, is you're taking that wonderment as kind of like our bullseye. Okay, we're going for vibrance. We're going for wonderment. And what you're offering is a way to find out what the body needs in order to achieve that. It's honoring the body and understanding that it has the capacity for that. And you're acting as a facilitator. And so I'm so excited about that, Kimchi. Thank you for the work that you've done.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole. You really got that down so clearly. Yes, the body is an intelligent system with trillion cells and thousands of species of different microorganisms all cohabitating together that perform the supercomputer, which is us, that allow us to move, to talk, to make decisions. Amazing thing that we can do with our body and create all these wonderful things on earth, the buildings, the airplane that we all created. So it's such an amazing machine, supercomputer, yet we just think that we can just put anything on it and force it to behave a certain way. Yes, it does behave a certain way in reaction to what we put into the body. And therefore, sometimes it's not in balance. We start to have symptoms, headache, pain, discomfort, right? And so if we involve it and ask, what is it that you want? And by giving it what it needs, it works for us. And suddenly we imbalance in harmony, and then we feel better. So I just thought that it's about time. We do need to recognize the body has a voice. What if we have a mechanism to communicate with it and let it talk back to us? So I'm just pioneering in that technology and bring it to the world.
You know, I asked the medicine man.
Yeah, I love that.
Go ahead, Nicole. I'm just, part of what's happening is it's such a wondrous question that could be explored in so many ways, vibrant medicine and the cells, and it's so beautiful, inspiring and so kind of different. And when I talk to people about medicine, I'll share this quickly because I think it might touch some people. And then Nicole, I love you to pick right up. So I was working with this medicine man, Claude Pyler, and he had developed a sacred. I say sacred. We did a series called "How Sacred Medicine Can Save Modern Man," and we talked a lot about not just doing something, but the process of being and relating to things. You know, like that was significant. That it wasn't just. It was kind of like that really our lives, in some sense, is a big ceremony, and that the more we pay attention, the more life becomes different. There's a connection. Anyway, I said to him one day, I said, how would you define sacred medicine? And he said, how would you define a sacred medicine practitioner? And he said, well, his wife had this mole, and she was a kindergarten teacher, and one of the kids, I guess, jumped on her and kind of scraped the mole, and next thing she knows, she was at this oncologist's office, and they had this big meeting between the oncologist and the surgeon. And he was sitting with his wife, a pilot, and he said, the oncologist, he basically was saying that as the oncologist spoke about her condition, she was dying. Literally, he said he was like the spirit and the soul was going out of her. And so during the meeting, the surgeon actually took the oncologist by the belt buckle and threw him out throughout the office. And he closed the door and he goes, I see a different story here. And Claude Pyler said to me, the different story was really about his wife healing and coming back and coming forward. And I guess you could say that as we speak about the big life of vibrant medicine, it's really about that wonderment, Nicole, that we could move into and really own in a way that might be very different from what you've ever heard about well-being. Please continue, Nicole. You were going to say something. I just I'm so inspired having this conversation.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's because this shouldn't be novel and surprising. I feel like there's something in all of us that when these words are said, it's strange, but at the same time, I feel like there's something inside of us that sets our souls on fire. Like, yes, this is incredible. This feels so authentic. And what I love about what kimchi, what you're doing is that you're basically doing individualized medicine. It's not a one size fits all. It's not a, well, you have a headache, take this aspirin, or you could use functional medicine and say, well, take this turmeric because it's an anti-inflammatory, but rather you're looking at in what unique way is the body out of balance so that we could restore your individual out of balance state to balance. And so it's really neat that it's so personalized and so individualized and honoring that body in its process of producing symptoms as an attempt to become a state of balance. I love that. I think it's really incredible.
Dr. Nicholas, he was very renowned, Gonzalez, Dr. Gonzalez. We became very good friends. He was probably the most renowned nutritional oncologist. He was at Sloan Kettering 20 years. The first thing he said to me, we discussed vibrant medicine, was people die via diagnosis. So he said the first thing when someone walks in, and this is a significant aspect of vibrant medicine, is that a person needs a faith, something they could connect to, something they could feel real, they could feel it real, that's beyond the appearance or the limiting of diagnosis. And one of the things that Deepak Chopra said to me in our vibrant medicine conversation was that he didn't know what AIDS was 100%. This is back in the 80s. He said, but surely the diagnosis is really killing people. Nick told me one day, he said this billionaire came to him, and he had a whole team of doctors and people, and they were traveling. And this guy had pancreatic cancer, what Nicholas Specials in. He's one of the things he helped people with. It's pretty much the medical, you know, they don't really have a clue, really, other than toxic treatment. So this billionaire came, and he was saying that at the same time, this architect came. It's a very much simpler person, wasn't a millionaire, very simple man. And Nicholas said that when he met with the billionaire was going to see another doctor in Switzerland. He died on the trip. And the other man, now this is 16 years later, he was still alive. But he said this man chose this path to embrace his body, to embrace faith, to share this vision with his wife. So we talked a lot about faith. Like, what is this thing when someone could see beyond the condition and really begin to connect with, like you were saying, Nicole, that the body has an accessible code, and it's kind of communicating it. It's saying, I need this, I would like this. And to hear what kimchi's doing, what you're doing, it's kind of really honoring this other wisdom and wonder of the body rather than mandating what it needs. And I would say that's maybe the downside of, you know, people taking way too many supplements. It's kind of like it's, where's the body in terms of, like, the profound simplicity, the honor? Or as Nicole, we've talked about the idea that the symptoms are gifts rather than enemies. Big distinction in vibrant medicine is that the body has symptoms to communicate and speak in a way, not to be kind of disrespected, but to be honored.
Well, Glenn, I was actually watching.
You are absolutely. Yeah.
I was watching this video that Deepak did, and he was talking about prognosis versus diagnosis, and how doctors will prognosticate and they'll give us a prognosis, and they'll say your diagnosis is that you have cancer, your prognosis is that you have 2 years to live. People hear the 2 years to live, and that's what kills them. And you have people that don't accept that prognosis, and they basically create their own story. And I do believe that faith that people have and that determination that, no, this isn't going to sort of beat me, or that's not going to be my story. I remember when my grandmother was diagnosed with diabetes, and she basically told the doctor, no, I refuse to accept that. I don't accept that diagnosis. And then when they tested her months later, she didn't have it. She never went on the medication. She never did any of that. But her faith was so strong that she reversed that diagnosis. And she never accepted it as her truth. And I think that there is a real power in that. And I often talk with people and I say, who would you be without that story?
Well, you know, I think the thing when I first learned about homeopathy and the work of Hahnemann, it was the first time that I became aware of this idea of the vital force. So when I kimchi, when we spoke And I was so honored to meet you because I guess the idea that we could actually treat these different systems of the body, the lymphatic system, that we could actually address things on these different levels. Because, you know, one of the things that Jack Elaine said to me, a pretty famous, you know, fitness guru, he said to me that his father died in his 50s. And he knew that didn't have to be his destiny, but he said he moved differently, breathed differently. So when I think about vibrant medicine, I think about growing young. I think about going beyond diagnosis. And I think about addressing and speaking in a way that you say so brilliantly, Kimchi, that the body is already speaking. The question is who's listening or not listening. And Nicole, I love, of course, I feel the idea of wonderment. Imagine if everybody sitting in the emergency room there was a video running about on wonderment, right? Because the emergency state is the state that generates cortisol, that generates the chemicals that, in some sense, create disease. So the question is, what releases this wondrous feeling of ease and wonderment and awareness? And how do we practically bring that? We did another series on the Ultimate Hospital. So the hospital is not just a place you go to deal with the symptoms, but it's a place that sees you have a vital force and that there's a system in which you could tap into that system. You have a different life. And this, you know, Colin over at Regulat, he wrote me this incredible letter about this woman who's on Regulat. And she had been pretty much given up her life. She was in bed with Lyme disease. She was exhausted, and every day was the same. And most people around her kind of just considered her life was going to be like that. And she had written to Colin to say that taking Regulat really was a 9-day difference. Your energy came back. And that's the way I want to ask Kimchi and Nicole, I want to ask you guys about this. So let's define vibrant medicine and share with people some maybe a case history or two. In other words, what is it like when someone in your practices comes to life in a way they've never been alive before? Give us a sense of that. Give me someone's come to you. Let's be a fly in the office for a second. They come to you with something, and maybe they can never see their life beyond being tired every day, or they can never see their life, you know, they're never going to be sexually active again. Whatever it is, they come in with something. And a lot of times they've come to you because they had to go past a lot of other people to get to you, right? They've done conventional things. They've done this. They've done that. What happened? But maybe give us a sense, Kimchi, what's it like when someone comes? Give us a small sense of what happens in terms of the upside of vibrant medicine when they see you.
Yeah, I'll be happy to. Often when the person comes, they already have been to different practitioners. They have already have tried a lot of different things, and the situation is still not resolved. So they often come desperate and feeling, you know, like they have lost hope and so on. Or often their main complaint is they don't have the energy, they are in pain. Whatever they do doesn't seem to work, and they spend a lot of money already, and they don't know what else to do at this point. So I think vibrant medicine is really nothing more than giving that hope back to them and to show them the pathway, to show them what really happened. A lot of the time, the patient themselves feel a little bit lost. I have tried this and I've done this, but I'm still not able to solve it. I don't know where it comes from. It just came on one day. I was healthy, and then suddenly, boom, this happened to me. I don't understand. But disease do not happen that way. Disease do not suddenly come on in one day or last month or last year, especially in the degenerative condition, just such as cancer and autoimmune. It is a process. It took years for us to get here. And there's always a cause. There's always a reason why we get sick. There's always a reason why we break down. We don't suddenly break down. It's physics. So the ability to be able to tune in and track that and ask the body what really happened and to be able to track the history of it. It happened years ago when you start out with amalgam feelings in your mouth, for example, at a young, tender age during elementary school, for example, and then your lymph and your liver could not detox that. And over time, add on your lifestyle, all the things you do, then your nutrition, then boom, one day when your hormones change, suddenly you're not able to tolerate what you normally can tolerate. And now you are here where you are today. Boom, cancer happened. So that's always the reason. So if you can even detect it and tell them, look what happened to you, the reason your vision did not get better or getting worse, the reason you have all of this because years ago this is what happened. And if you can even explain that, suddenly they feel relieved, they feel better. And then they are able to follow. The body say, hey, I want this person, I want this. And then after that, it's this next step. When you can just spell it out for them and help them prioritize, they find there's a path, it makes sense, it's logic, they can follow. And then when they come back, they feel immediately better and more energy. And if you hope they look younger, for me, that's vibrant living. That's vibrant medicine, the ability to bring back the hope and to show people, yes, there's a pathway. Or even if there may not be a pathway because the condition is so far gone, even the ability to be able to tell them what really happened in the past, give them relief so that they don't blame themselves. Oh, you know, it's because, years ago, something really did happen to me, you know. So that's what I feel a vibrant living, a vibrant medicine is about, is to bring back that the ability for people to feel hope. Yes, I am here, I'm alive, it can work, I feel energetic, I feel better, and yes, there's a way out for this. And suddenly they look better, they look younger, and they come back, they're full of energy and hope.
Nicole.
Yes.
I said Nicole. I love saying your name, but I was curious to see what's bubbling for you.
really
I love that.
Sorry, before we begin, I know it's going to cut to a quick break is coming up, so I just wanted to say that before you get in the flow and you get cut off.
Yeah. Oh, you are so thoughtful. And so I will talk
beyond thoughtful
story after the break.
What we'll do is we'll continue with Dr. Nicole Kane. I want to thank the wonderful people at Regula and your life precious and joy. Stay with us for vibrant living. Your life's really just beginning now. Stay with us.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Listening to the Vibrant Living Network, I'm Glenn Brooks. Here we are with the Vibrant Medicine Series about becoming more alive, more aware, growing young. Growing young is a way of life together. Happy solstice, happy new year, and Merry Christmas. Dr. Nicole Kane, every time you're about to speak to Nicole, there's this wonderful pause for you so you can build that energy up and pour another whole level of message forward. I think that's, along with Kimchi Moyer, biological energetic medicine practitioner, Stephanie Alvarez, rainmaker, Susie Food Decoder is going to be with us in a moment sharing about what we can decode about food that you don't know about. When you travel, when you think it's real food and it has, like, it's supposed to be vegan, but it has animal product, we're going to get to Susie in a moment. Nicole, it's you again. I don't believe it. There you are.
So what we're talking about is, what does vibrant medicine look like? And we just heard a wonderful story about something that somebody at Kimchi had worked with, and it was very inspiring. And I wanted to, as I tell my story, I wanted to go back to something, Stephanie, that you said about the identification as the disease. And how we see ourselves, who we see ourselves as, is an important component of what our possibilities are. And so my story is about a young woman who grew up in the house of a very angry, kind of tumultuous environment. Her father was violent, and he would abuse her verbally and physically. He was an accountant, and he would do taxes. Her job growing up was to help him with the paperwork, and if she made a mistake, he would literally kick her across the room. And he passed away when she was in her early 20s, and she took over the business. And she started to develop similar traits as far as the way she treated herself and identified as a worthy being or an unworthy being, was to treat herself the way her father treated her. And interestingly, she developed an autoimmune disease called paniculitis. And paniculitis is characterized by the formation of tumors all over the body. And she had one in particular behind one of her eyes that pressed the eye outward and caused a lot of issues with her eye and her vision. So she identified herself as all of the negative narrative that she'd heard growing up, but she also identified herself as, I am an autoimmune sufferer. I am a person of paniculitis. It was her story. It's who she was. And so as a vitalist, we look at the fundamental root causes of these things. So we could go all the way back and talk about a genetic predisposition to autoimmunity, but then we can't ignore the other variables of psychological abuse, physical abuse, identification of self, environmental contributing factors, perhaps maybe she needed Regulot. So many things that contributed that. And so what we – you got that. And so
– I thought that was funny. Yeah, brilliant.
Thanks. I do what I can. And so what we did with this beautiful soul, we worked with her on her narrative of, who am I? What is my purpose in this world? What do I deserve in this world? What am I willing to let go of? What am I willing to grasp a hold of? And changing the identity and the way that she saw herself was fundamental of importance. And then we also treated her with homeopathic medicine, specifically targeting the way that she was physically, the way that she was out of balance emotionally. And the amazing and beautiful and brilliant outcome of that is that she enjoyed...
Nicole, take a moment. Nicole, always take a moment, because a lot of people have no idea. They're confused. They have no idea. Just, what's homeopathy?
Oh, I could talk about homeopathy all day, Glenn. Homeopathy...
Yeah, I bet you could talk about it all day, all week, and... Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So I just want people, you're saying something so powerful, I want people to get how powerful homeopathy is.
What it is. It's a system of medicine that's prescribed on like cures like. And so when we look at her symptoms, the tumors behind the eye, the way that she reproaches herself, all of these things, and we look at her very similar to what Kimchi is doing with electricity and that vibrancy, is we're looking at her through a very in-depth clinical interview, and we're figuring out what all of her symptoms are. And then we match that to the medicine, the homeopathic medicine that is exactly identical to that state. And it gives the body information that will put it back into balance, or allow the body to put itself back into balance. You can find homeopathic
medicine at the
health food store.
I would love. I was just thinking, I'd love to walk. I'd love to have some of these people walk through the doorways and sit down. Like this case, the story that you're talking about, the woman, the father, it's like, it's so profound and unusual, because I think the story that a lot of us have is the story of death. It's the story of degeneration, the story of aging. And so the story you just told and Kimchi told, these are different stories. These are stories of regeneration, the stories of deep healing. And I love the fact they're also stories of a new interpretation and a new relational connection to ourselves and others. So it's really profound, kind of like, it's not that just she healed physically, right? It's like it sounds like all these other dimensions of who she is are coming forward, and she's gaining a new life. And that's what I love about these stories of this different of vibrant medicine. Now, my studio clock stopped, Stephanie. What time is it right now? I just want to make sure. I want to get a time check with you. How many minutes after the hour are we right now? Are we at like 10 of right now?
It's 10:48 right now, Pacific Standard Time, so it's 48 after.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that to me. Okay, thank you. I want to step back for a second and just say that, I want to say, Nicole, you just hit upon another vibrant medicine practitioner, a cardiologist, was sharing a story with me about an Italian, he's in his 80s, he was diagnosed with cancer of the tongue, and Patrick said to me, Dr. Patrick Fratellone, he said, you know, Glenn, I've gotten a lot of degrees. He goes, I'm an herbalist, I got certification here and there, and he says, but you know, as a human being, when he came in, he goes, I recommended he drink raw milk, and he goes, I could see in his face, he grew up in Italy by a farm, by a dairy. And he said, almost to the moment he said raw milk, the guy had all these associations. Vibrant medicine, the transmission of that remedy is a recognition of a person in some sense beyond the encumberment of the circumstance, the belief system, the conformity of the illness itself, right? So Nick Gonzalez, who was one of the most brilliant oncologists, because he left Sloan Kettering to actually treat the 8 metabolic types. And he, every single time he said to me, he says, you know, if someone leaves the office and they could see, they could feel a new life and they could begin to see that, and it was like a difference. Because he also, you know, he talked a lot about this idea that, you know, that when people buy into those kind of death sentences, very similar to the Heart Math Institute, the cardiologist there said to me, he says, you know, he goes, all these heart doctors, he goes, they don't realize they cause cardiac symptoms when they speak to people. They seem to be disconnected. So vibrant medicine has a connection. It is a deep vital connection that when we speak and listen to someone, we're speaking to someone almost like a musical instrument. There's something in that person that could come alive and respirate and attune to new vision in that moment. Right? So that's another beautiful thing. Kimchi, God, I just love this. I love both your stories. There's so stories that I didn't grow up around these stories. I grew up around such a different story. You know, the story of my grandmother not being able to walk, my grandfather who was told he was normal. So I think another thing is that vibrant medicine is not normal. It's really a new definition of well-being and of growing young and changes our lives, changes the quality of our communities. So Kimchi, but by the way, when I heard that story when Nicole just told, it just moves me. It's just like I want to see. I love vibrant medicine because we could share this, and people could get in groups. They could talk. You know, I had a friend of mine down the road, right from where I'm doing the show right now. I'm in Amherst, Massachusetts. Down the road from me, there was a support group for people with fibromyalgia. I knew someone in that group, and every week they all sat around and said, "We're helpless and powerless. So We need to accept we have fibromyalgia." He was in the group 10 years. He could barely walk up a set of stairs. He was in his 40s. He went out to see this nurse practitioner in Colorado, and he says his first treatment, he said it was like the pipes came back out of the house. He said he didn't have flowing water in his body. His body was shut down. He says, Glenn, because I've never been alive. Because I've been, he'd been dead 15 years. He goes to the support group at the hospital, and he acknowledges he's dying more. So it's like, it's a different mindset, vibrant medicine. It's a different listening. And you hear that in these beautiful stories. I mean, God, I want to have videos because I want to see these people. If she's willing to call, I want to do a video with you and her. I want to see these people because it's so profound hearing about them. It's wonderful. It's wonderment hearing this. May it imprint your cells today. May it touch you. Kimchi, that's something you want to add to the conversation. What's moving you right now?
Oh, I just love the word vibrant medicine. It really speaks to me. Like I mentioned to you before, my very first password ever is vibrant life. So it just, like what Nicole said, you know, it evokes wonderment. It's full of energy. It's bright, it's light. And I think through this Vibrant Medicine show, we'll be able to share a lot together just to bring life back into our life.
Yeah.
You know, just bring back life
and
so,
life
and energy.
Kimchi, I get to hang out with you and Nicole. I get to hang out with you guys at the conference, meet all these amazing people that are going to come. And I want to share with you guys what it was like for me one day. I want to introduce you to the food decoder, Susie. I want to just let her share something. I share two tips today. So when I was in high school, and I want to say my friend Deepak Chopra, I used to hang out with him a lot. And one day I got together with him. He said this one thing to me. He says, we grow old and die because we see other people grow old and die. We grow old and die because we see other people grow old and die. That's pretty heavy duty. So I'm sitting in the library at school. I find the books at school incredibly boring. And I pick up this book called Consumer Beware by Beatrice Trom Hunter. I don't know why I picked this book up. But I'm reading the chapter on eggs. And she's basically saying eggs aren't real eggs. The hens sit at these horrible fluorescent light, no air, no movement. And there's no farm involved. There's imprisoned hens. And I'm reading it, and I get up, and I walk to the cafeteria, right? The cafeteria is all vending machines, and as I walk past the men's room, it's filled with smoke. I never went in the men's room at the boys' room, we want to call it, at high school. So I looked at the cafeteria, I looked at the right, and I thought, oh, my God. I didn't even have the word vibrant in my consciousness yet. I was 17, but it was like, I was thinking, this path is not for me. And that's when I picked up my teacher's first book, Paul Bragg. He opened the first health food store. And he always had this picture of the guy walking towards, now I see there's a couple. They're walking towards the light. They're walking, they're seeing something new. So right now, as you listen to the show, I want you to see something new. If you're driving, don't close your eyes, but see something new. See a new path. You're walking in a new path. You're going past the old path. And take a sip of water. Exhale three times. See that as we go into the new year. See that. And feel that in your life. Take a new step. Go to a practitioner that's an energetic or biological practitioner that's a homeopath. They're listening to you. Bring your family. Like, I think there's one thing we got to discover. The one is that you know, we don't have enough pessimism. We don't have enough information or wisdom usually to go to another level. And that's willing to let go. So Susie, I wanted to bring you on so that during the holiday season when people are eating tons of stuff, I just wanted to see if you had, first of all, welcome. I'm really happy you're here today. I wanted to see
Thank
if you could
you,
maybe decode
Thank
a couple
you.
Of things. What's that?
Well, it's funny. Thank you, Glenn. And Kimchi, Nicole, Stephanie, everybody on. It's funny you talked about the eggs because I was just reading an article today about the USDA and the Organic Trade Association. The Organic Trade Association is actually suing the USDA over livestock and poultry practices. And the Organic Trade Association wants to implement better conditions for the poultry and livestock. And, you know, a lot of people throughout the year have asked me, you know, is organic really organic when it comes to chicken? And I've always said yes, because I know there's all kinds of standards and things in place. But I'm really surprised or shocked that somebody's suing the USDA. And the USDA wants to get rid of one of the standards because they think they don't have power to control it. So it's a really weird thing and a really weird sort of time and place we're in right now. You know, when labeling is such a big issue and really you don't know what's in your food at all. You don't know how it's prepared.
Right.
You don't know where it comes from. So, you know, next year, I think there's another regulation that comes out that really has to tell where, you know, it has to be really clear about where things are coming from, how they've been processed, things like that. So, yeah, and that all affects your living.
What would be your tip? You know, when Michael Pollan debated the owner of Whole Foods, one of the things he said, Michael Pollan, who wrote this pretty famous series on raising a calf and how he realized at a certain point that corn makes calves sick, and that's the standard. But he also talking about this idea of local produce, that local produce could be much more recommended than organic. What's your take on something like that? Like, what's a couple of tips you want to leave people with during this holiday season, the new year, about food? Just two things you think that you think they should just put in their pocket when they go into a store or go to a restaurant.
Well, it's funny. I was going to talk about minerals, actually, because we're really mineral deficient during this period of time. But as far as local versus organic, yes, I would always, if you go to a farmer's market and pick up local vegetables, fruit, eggs, whatever, I'd always go there first. Organic, yes, if you're going to go to the store, I mean, that's just the baseline because you don't know. You can't talk to the farmer. You don't know what's going on and how long it's been sitting on the shelf. So, again, if you go to the store, get organic if you can afford it. If you go to the farmer's market, buy local. Most of the time, they'll say it's pesticide-free, you know, things like that. I did want to mention, because this is the high-stress point in time, magnesium.
You know what I want to say? Go to the Ohm Times Radio. Go to Vibrant Living. Everybody's website on this. If you go to Ohm Times Radio on Vibrant Living Network, Vibrant Living Network, everybody's website, I'll give them out next week. I'll put them on our Ohm Times Radio, Vibrant Living Network. Thank you, Nicole. Love you. Appreciate you. Kimchi, I'm so happy we're going in the new year with the Vibrant Medicine. And Nicole, you're part of the team. Stephanie, thank you. Susie, we've only begun food decoding. Thank you for your wonderful contribution. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. Be with us next week at 1 o'clock East Coast time, the Vibrant Living Network.